American President-elect Donald Trump named retired Marine General James Mattis to be his Secretary of Defense this week. Mattis left military service 3 years ago. At the time, he led the U.S. Central Command, which carries out U.S. operations in the Middle East. He was also the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO forces. His leadership in the fight against enemy forces in Afghanistan and Iraq won him respect among many military leaders. General John Nicholson is the commander of international forces in Afghanistan.
I first met him in Nangarhar province in Afghanistan, where we were in a tough fight in 2006, and he's a very inspirational leader. I know he inspired me.
Michael O'Hanlon writes about military affairs at the Brookings Institution, a research group in Washington.
He's thought of as one of the best read, best informed, and most experienced generals of his generation.
O'Hanlon says Mattis knows the limits of military power. He says he believes the former general's battlefield experience gives him persuasive power with Trump. O'Hanlon says Trump will be more likely to listen to an argument for restraint, for example, if it comes from Mattis. Currently, Mattis is not permitted to take the office of Defense Secretary, however. A U.S. law bans military officers from the position who have fewer than 7 years in retirement. Congress would have to change that law. The 1947 law first called for a 10-year ban, but Congress cut it to 7 years in 2008. Congress has let only one general serve as Secretary of Defense before the time permitted by law. In 1950, Congress voted to let General George Marshall serve as Secretary of Defense. Marshall had been a top general during World War II. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.